Hello, Joel.
Hello, Michael.
Great to have us back together again. The East West Naturopathic Health Show.
That's it. Are you ready for a great show?
We are ready. We've got a lot to cover, I understand, and we have some exciting things, and so why don't you get started?
Yeah, let me start off. Well, let me just tell you, for those who don't know, I'm Joel Calandrillo. I've been with the company since the very get-go, since the beginning. I'm actually now board certified as a holistic health counselor here in Weston, Florida. Just made the big move from New York. Very happy and excited. Love the company. So now we're doing this great show, and we have a lot to talk about tonight. So let me start off by saying anyone that's been with the company for a while, we do have an auto-ship program, which if you buy product, you get it basically sent to you month after month. The special that's been running is now ending January 31st. So basically, in a nutshell, what happens is if you do 6 consecutive orders, your 7th will have a credit of basically of your monthly average of use. So something to definitely take advantage of. I'm on it. Lots of my friends that are in the company are also on it.
It's really a great deal, Joel. I mean, it's phenomenal.
I've never heard of a company where, as if you basically order product for a certain amount of time,
yes,
they send you product for free.
Exactly. I mean, it's a wonderful way to get people introduced to the auto ship concept.
So, for example, if I did $100 a month for about 6 months, my 7th month would be $100 credit for anything I
exactly.
want in the company.
Exactly. Yeah. That's
they have
great.
To manage this through your back office. You know, at first you set it up with the office. You call the 800 number and set up your account for the auto ship special. And
right.
then you just manage it very easily through your back office or your sponsor that's above you could actually help you with it as well. So let's just go ahead and mention, Michael, you're going to be touring, mostly Florida, but you're going to have a bunch of shows coming up. So let's just quickly mention February 1st, you'll be in Arizona, Phoenix, at, February 12th, you'll be basically, North Miami Beach, right?
Yep.
Let's say February 6th. You're going to be in Spring, Texas. Gracie,
right, that's
Nutrition.
Before we get to Florida, right. Spring,
yeah.
Texas is a Pure Planet event, yep.
Yeah, 2 p.m.
At Gracie's Nutrition. And so if you're in the Houston area, we'd love to meet you, and I'm sure you can find Gracie's Nutrition in Spring, Texas in the phone book and come visit us.
Yeah, and then on February 13th, you're going to be in Boca at a spot.
Correct, yep.
Sunday the 14th, back in North Miami
yep.
Beach, and Monday, February 15th, you're going to be in Sunrise, which is probably about 5 minutes away from me in Weston.
Oh, great.
You're doing a Pure Planet talk, right, at Simply Natural?
Right, in Sunrise.
And what time will that be?
7 o'clock at night.
7 p.m., great.
Yep.
Tuesday, the 16th, February 16th, back in Boca. Wednesday, February 17th, you'll be at the Vitamin Connection in Boca at around 3:30 p.m.
Right. That's another Pure Planet talk. People are welcome to come to that.
Right. Thursday the 18th, we're doing actually a radio show, WPSL AM,
yep.
from 10 to 11 a.m.
That's 1590 a.m.
1590
yep.
a.m. So that's basically a health talk show. We'll be
yep.
answering questions.
And I understand you can hear that pretty much all up and down the Gold Coast. So, tune in and feel free to call in.
Daytona to Boca, right?
Yeah, I think that's what I was – Fort Lauderdale, I think, like to Daytona. At least that's what I heard.
So then – and then also at 6:30 that same day, you're going to be in Carl Springs, right? Another
right.
spa?
At another a spa, right, yep.
This is great. Saturday, February 20th, you'll be at Nature's Finest in St. Petersburg,
yep.
basically around 2:30 p.m.
Yeah, if someone wants to come over and meet me, I'd be happy to say hi. That's at Nature's Finest. It's a big natural food store, and they've got a great organic deli restaurant there, so feel free to come and chow down before you meet me.
Yeah, and a lot of this information will also be on the website.
Right.
So you get details. Of
yeah, the only ones that will not be on the website are the Pure Planet events, and that's why we've given you a little bit more details.
Okay, and you want to mention
yeah.
The email for questions?
Right. If you have a question, you can send it to askphpdoc@gmail.com. And I should say that during the month of February, what would be helpful is we've pretty much already got plenty of things to talk about for February because we will be traveling the entire month. And so it would help me if you have some questions that you want to address on the call or personal questions that can wait to please wait until after March 1st to send them when I'll be back in the office. That would be a big help.
Okay. You want to start out with a story? With the
I would love to.
Yeah.
One of the things that I get many, many calls about Joel, which is sad. It's very sad. I talk to probably five to ten people a month minimum who are dealing with a very, very serious life-threatening condition, whether it be terminal cancer or whatever. I mean, there's a lot of people out there that are really suffering, and you know, a lot of people I talk to, the doctors have given up on them, and you know, and they're really reaching out. And so, there's a story I want to relate because it's very inspiring, and it really gives a good indication of what heals and how that when we get in tune with natural forces and the natural laws, it's amazing. This story is actually from about 40 years ago. It was reported on one of the first editions of the 60 Minutes news broadcast, which is still on Sundays on CBS. And I believe it was either the first or second or third show that they did, if I'm not mistaken. And the story goes like this. There was a 7-year-old boy who was diagnosed with a very rare form of blood cancer, leukemia. And, of course, this is a long time ago, and they attempted to do a lot of different treatments. Some of them, many of them were experimental because it was very, you know, it was all relatively new at that time and this kind of thing. And what was happening was this little boy was getting sicker and sicker, and they finally had an appointment with the doctor, and the doctor said, you know, there's really nothing else that, you know, I can think of that we could do, you know, to help your son, you know, and they basically said, you know, he's probably going to pass away, you know, within a month maybe. And so they went home, and then the mom and dad, you know, sat down, and of course they were very upset, and then all of a sudden they realized that they had never talked to their son even to tell him what was wrong with him. They just kept saying, well, you have a flu, you have a bad cold, you know. And they, you know, the doctor wasn't communicating with the child either, which is good, you know. And so the father finally realized, well, all right, if it's this close to him, check it out, it's time that we level with him, you know, at least because he has a right to know what's going on. So the dad gets up the courage and, of course, you know, sits down with his son and you know, and he tells the boy in as clear a way as he can what was going on and the fact that the doctor has said that, you know, it's more than likely that he's going to die in a month or so. And the boy looked back at his father with conviction in his eyes, and he just said, Dad, I'm not going to die. And, of course, the father thought that, well, okay, he doesn't really understand what death is, you know, but at least I've done my job. And but the boy did know what death was because he had watched his turtle die, he'd watched his hamster die, you know, and so I mean, he had a good idea what death was about. And he was also convinced it wasn't going to happen to him at that time. And so, of course, at that point, they said, well, you tell us what you would like because, you know, the doctor has some other experimental, you know, drugs that we could try, but they're going to cause lots of side effects. And, you know, and the boy said, well, no, I don't want any more of that stuff that makes me sick because it, obviously if it's not helping me, you know, I'd rather not. And so they let him have anything he wanted. I mean, he got chocolate ice cream, but he also had lots of vegetable juices and, you know, and everything else. Well, the long and the short of the story is this little boy had an amazing love affair with airplanes. He absolutely knew every airplane that had probably ever been built, you know, as a 7-year-old. I mean, you know, he started looking at them and you know, and watching movies and pictures and when he was 4 or 5. And so he asked the father and the mother if he could have a better explanation of what's going on in his body, because he didn't even know what this disease was. And so they sat down with the doctor, and the doctor explained how this cancer was basically destroying his blood cells. And that's what was causing his all of his symptoms and why he was going to die. And so for 2 or 3 hours a day, this boy was pretty weak, and so he was basically, you know, in bed. And for 2 or 3 hours a day, this little boy visualized that a fighter jet was flying through his bloodstream, bombing these bad cells that were destroying the good cells. And he enjoyed doing that because, like I said, he loved airplanes.
Sure.
Well, the bottom of the story is You know, that was 40 years ago, and that little 7-year-old boy is now 47 or 48. He didn't die. And obviously, the chocolate ice cream didn't heal him. I'm sure all the vegetable drinks he had certainly helped him. But what really helped him was his conviction, number one, that he was going to live, and number two, he decided to do something about it. He applied the power of visualization and affirmation without even knowing what visualization and affirmation were, but that's what he practiced. He practiced the fact that he had this little airplane going through his blood and his vessels and actually destroying the bad guys. And he had a good time doing it. And he would make this noise as if when he signed it, you know, like they would explode. And but the point is that no one can say, and of course the doctor afterwards, you know, was blown away, and he just said, well, you know, that's great. He said, I have no idea, you know, but that's wonderful. But obviously, this is a story that we can all take to heart.
Sure.
And that is that the mind is a powerful, powerful instrument. And in fact, it has been said that the average human being only uses 10% of their mental capacity, at best, 10%. So, you know, Joel, the next time somebody calls you a half-wit, they're actually paying you a compliment.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What about nitwit? Okay.
Well, say, but the point is, guys, is that there is no such thing as an incurable disease. And that's what Hippocrates said 2,500 years ago, and that's what our company, Purium Health, is dedicated to following that advice, that, you know, anything is reversible if we follow natural law and we allow the body the ability to heal itself.
Sure. Also, his most famous quote, you know, Hippocrates, let food be, you know, your medicine, right?
Right. And medicine be your food. Exactly.
Simple,
yep.
Simple concept, right?
Yep.
And they're always asking about tips as far as all the calls and emails we get, you know, like steps to like sustainable eating and just basically, you know, organic eating and just basically stuff we should definitely, because we're a green company, you know, PHP,
right.
And we have lots and lots of great info on that topic. So
yep.
You want to touch on any of that?
Well, you know, one question that does come up a lot, and I know it was featured on the Monday Morning Health Minute. The featured product was the Nutrition Now drink mix.
Yeah.
And the meal replacement. And I do get quite a few questions about it because people are wondering, you know, all right, well, you know, what's special about it, and why should I, you know, should I incorporate this into what I'm doing, and when would I use it, and so on and so forth. So, do you want to? I know you've used it and you like it, so why don't you give us a little bit of a background, and then I can give you some good information that I've come up with recently.
Well, thank God, because it was one of the first products I found in the line, because I was an Ensure junkie. You know, I loved Ensure.
Oh, right. Yeah. Oh, it's delicious.
Oh, because I'm on the go. Yeah, I'm running around. And so I looked at the label and saw over, 100 chemicals. Right?
Yeah.
Here it is that Dave has, you know, pretty much put together a meal replacement that has, like, three ingredients. You know, a simple,
right.
You know, simple, like, wheat germ oil, which is a great oil if you want to expand on it. The activated barley, which is one of the top ingredients in the line.
Yeah.
And the whey protein, casein-free whey protein.
Right.
With a great flavoring agent like a vanilla. And then we have basically a strawberry and a plain flavor. My best combination with the product is Dave, when I was doing one of the trade shows, probably about 4 or 5 years ago, he mixed it with orange juice and made like pretty much the Purium Dreamsicle, which...
That is very good. We've actually done that at some talks we've done. It is delicious.
Yeah, and what's great about it is growing up, of course, in the 70s, I loved creamsicles. You know, it was one of my favorite items.
Oh, right. Forgot about it. Exactly.
So it was like sort of a comfort food for me and something, you know, bring back, you know, back to childhood. And when
yep.
I tasted that, I had all these great memories of, you know, eating these creamsicles. Now I have a healthy version. And you could actually freeze it, too, which is really great, doing the Nutrition Now vanilla. You take the vanilla option, meal option, you know, add water to it, maybe about a half a glass of water, to, you know, 4 ounces of water, and then add the rest fresh squeezed orange juice. So if you really want
yep.
it to be really orangey, just completely orange juice. And my wife actually, when she was pregnant, was her favorite snack at night, like 10, 11 o'clock at night when she was like really hungry. And, you know, I was exhausted from a long day of work. You know, I would just easily just go into the kitchen, pull out the meal option, throw some orange juice in or some berries, make a smoothie.
Yeah.
There's something you can do with pretty much anything with it because the basis
of it. And you know what's nice, what you just described, Joel, is you can actually make that, pour it into ice cube trays,
Yeah.
And then you can put that through a juicer or a blender, and you've got soft serve ice cream.
Incredible. Yeah, I mean,
delicious.
And
yeah.
With and then getting back to my original thought, just talking about Ensure, you know, Ensure is basically the bottom of the barrel. You know, it's probably, you know, it's not even really fit to really drink.
Well, the only thing good about Ensure is the name. It's a good name.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to trash the name or anything, but it's just like if you look at what's in there, and you look, you know, you Google any one of the ingredients that's in there, and you'll be shocked to what you actually find online. And then you look at what we have, it's probably the best of the best as far as a replacement shake or a protein shake out there.
Yep.
So,
well,
just very happy
one thing
with it.
I will share
it
with people, Joel, because I just did this the other day, realizing that, you know, we were going to talk about this a little bit. And I walked through a fairly large natural food store and the vitamin section where they have the weight loss products. And, of course, there's quite a few of these, you know, meal replacements. And then I also walked through a drugstore and just see what they had. And I was actually quite surprised because the natural food store I went to is really one of the premier stores in not only the city but in the country. I mean, they do a good job in terms of all organic produce and so on and so forth. And when I started looking at labels of these products, first thing I noticed is that they were pricey. They were very expensive, quite 25, 35, 40% more than our Nutrition Now meal replacement for the same number of servings. And so it was expensive. And the second thing I noticed is there wasn't one of the products that even was anywhere near as clean or as simple as our Nutrition Now product. And so that was really interesting. And in fact, most of them had not artificial, they had no artificial colorings or ingredients, but they did have some USP nutrients added, you know, the chemical vitamins to fortify it, okay, which is a complete waste of energy for the body to have to deal with. The body cannot absorb chemicals, whether it's a chemical as a toxin or a chemical as a vitamin. The body doesn't know what to do with those. And so that had it. And then when I went into the drugstore, there were some products that were, you know, from the Ensure up to, I can't even think of some of the names, but I mean, I was looking at labels basically. And several of the labels I looked at, I could actually not even pronounce the names of the chemicals that were in this stuff. In fact, one product I had, I don't think it had any real food. It was all chemicals. Now, on top of that, I also went online and I checked out three different network marketing companies that all offer weight loss products like we have. And two of them were double our price, and the main ingredient was non-organic soy isolate, which you wouldn't want to give to a dead dog.
Yeah.
You know, and these products, and of course it had lots of, you know, these, you know, fortified chemical vitamins and even some artificial colors, and one of them was double the price of our product, and it was absolute garbage.
Amazing.
Yeah, amazing. So we have really a winner here, and Dave and Amy really did a good job of getting it out, having it at a good price. And I just want to reiterate this one fact that for those of you who haven't heard me say this, and I know Joel said it too, is that one of the things that is so unique about Purium Health and all of our products, not just Nutrition Now, but all of our products, is that Dave and Amy are very, very committed to using the highest quality ingredients that we can find, and many of the ingredients we actually, you know, work with the farmers and grow, and other things we have to outsource. But we definitely go for the highest quality, and they have maintained a price point that just about anybody can afford, and that is a huge factor in today's economy.
Yeah, you have to realize this is a top shelf company as far as the ingredients, with no binders, no fillers,
yep,
no excipients, no coloring agents, no artificial flavors. You know, it's just amazing that a company like this actually exists. And
yeah, we're a family company, and, I mean, Dave and Amy own it, and so we don't have millions of dollars to do advertising, which is why we are on this call right now, because we need you guys to go share the news.
And why we have to be the best. There's a reason why we're around for over 5 years now.
Right.
You know.
And the company, Organic by Nature, which is the parent company, has been around since 1993.
Yeah, this is I'm talking about Purium.
Purium, right, exactly, yep.
So, okay, now I get this question a lot. Do you want to move on to another question?
Sure.
Candida, right?
Right.
Just today, someone actually wrote in, Thea candida comes back time after time after time, and if it comes back after doing the candida program, which you actually recommend, like, is it a virus? What should they do? What's the best way to deal with it? And just some your thoughts on that, Michael.
Well, Joel, that is a great, great question. And I have heard this question probably a dozen times in the last month and a half. I mean, it's pretty common today. First thing we have to realize is Candida is not a virus. Candida is a fungus. It's a naturally occurring fungus that everyone has in their body. If you didn't have Candida in your intestinal tract, you'd be dead. Okay, so you got to have some. It's like everything else in nature, is balance is the key. If you get too much of it, it's not good because you get an overgrowth and then you start having serious problems, which is what this person is referring to. The problem we have is that many people have lived a lifestyle with a lot of stress. They sometimes grab food on the run.
Really?
They don't always eat the best food they can get. And so those are the kinds of things that will bring on candida, especially stress. Stress is a huge factor in overgrowth of candida. So then someone follows the program and really is doing a good job, and they're quite pleased because, you know, it really does. It's a great program, and, you know, they get it under control. And then normally the people that call me, they're calling me anywhere from 2 months to 4 months after they finish the program to report that the symptoms have come back, sometimes even worse than they did before. And, you know, why is this? Okay. Well, there's a couple things that we can say about this. Number one, like I said, candida is a naturally occurring substance that you have in your intestinal tract all the time. And if you've got to have some of it because it works with the whole system. Okay. The things that kick it into gear and out of control are stress, number one, and falling back into wrong eating patterns, getting back into doing too much alcohol, way too much white flour, white sugar. But the biggest factor is probably stress. You can be on a really good, almost 100% organic diet, doing lots of juices, and if your stress is out of sight, the candida will probably come back. So obviously a couple things that people can do. Number one is you need to be sure that you maintain a good diet. Organic food as much as possible. If you're going to eat chicken or turkey, I recommend staying away from beef and pork. But if you're going to do chicken and turkey, it's got to be organic. If you're going to do dairy, it needs to be organic and preferably raw. Okay. If you can't do fermented foods, if you can't get make your own organic yogurt, if you can't have real sauerkraut, real miso, fresh miso, and you can't put those things in your diet, I strongly recommend, even if you can, I strongly recommend keeping the advanced probiotics into your regimen every day, really for a long, long time, if not for the rest of your life, because once you have an overgrowth of candida, it can always come back. So it's not, this is not the kind of thing that you get over and then all of a sudden you're fine and you can go back to doing anything you want. You can't. You have to maintain almost a semi-candida diet program for pretty much the rest of your life, which is really a healthy diet anyhow. We're not talking about, you know, we're not talking about something that's dreadful to follow. We're just talking about something that's actually healthy. And so that is, and then also, so you want to use the advanced probiotics between meals. It's great to use, like, with a green drink. You want to take the enzyme advantage, you want to use that with meals, and you also want to take that between meals at the same time you do the probiotic with the green drink. That's also very helpful for the candida overgrowth.
How about throwing in a little tropic oil?
I was going to, exactly. Tropic oil is a fantastic thing, and that reminds me, I want to tell, you know, Esther's story. Esther is one of our longtime members from British Columbia, a very, very sweet lady. And she was just reminding me about the success she has had with oil pulling, as I have. And we talked about oil pulling a little bit before, I think last week maybe. But oil pulling is phenomenal for candida because the same fungus that is in your intestines often ends up in your mouth. And so, as it says, the mouth is the window to the human body, as the eyes are the window to the soul. So if you can work on cleaning up your mouth, that has a direct effect on your intestinal tract and on an overgrowth of candida. So basically the program is, and you can Google this, and there's lots of places to read about this, but and Bruce Feith has a great book on oil pulling, but it's simple. You put a teaspoon of our tropic oil, the coconut oil, and the reason why you want to do the, you can use any kind of vegetable oil, but the reason why you want to use the tropic oil is because coconut oil has a natural antifungal ability with
right.
the caprylic acid that's in it.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't get that if you're using safflower oil or almond oil. So the coconut oil, you put a teaspoon in your mouth and you swish it around your teeth and your gums. You probably won't ever get another cavity if you do this every day. And then after 20 minutes, you spit it out. Now, a lot of people say 20 minutes, that's an awfully long time. It's not that long if you answer emails while you're doing it, if you read a book while you're doing it. Obviously, you cannot talk on the telephone while you're swishing in your mouth. I've tried it. Trust me, it doesn't work. You spray it all over the place. And you don't ever want to swallow the stuff that you spray. That you swirled around in your mouth. You want to spit that out because it's full of fungus, viruses, bacteria, mold, all sorts of crud and corruption. And in fact, that's one of the reasons why it is so effective for helping to maintain a cavity-free mouth, especially if you're on a good diet at the same time where you're constantly rebuilding your dental health, because cavities are nothing more than bacteria. And so many of the bacteria start at the gum line. And so by swishing the coconut oil, you remove all that bacteria, especially if you do it once or twice a day. You probably will go the rest of your life without ever having a gum problem or a cavity problem. And so I'm counting on that. I've been doing it. I'm doing it two or three times a day because I had pretty bad gums and teeth for a while from when I was a kid. So that's a real excellent thing to do for both candida and and I think Esther even reported that she hasn't been to a dentist in years since she's been doing this because her teeth are, you know, are pain-free. She used to have pain from her teeth. Her gums are pink and wonderful. And like I said, she's an older young person. So I would really highly recommend that use of tropic oil. And also, put the tropic oil into your diet for any kind of candida program in terms of on an ongoing basis. Even if you're going to have oatmeal, use it like butter. It's delicious spread on toast. My wife, Nora, is a great believer in slathering. And she doesn't put coconut oil on toast. She puts coconut oil on toast so that you have a little bit of toast with your coconut oil.
Okay.
And I might say it's very delicious that way. You know, you get your hands all greasy, but it's no problem. You rub it together and rub it on your face. In fact, it's the tropic oil is the only thing that Nora, my wife, puts on her face as a skin cream.
My wife too.
Yeah, and I can use it for shaving. In the wintertime, obviously, you got to rub it between your hands to get it liquid before you can put it on your face. And you only want to use a very small amount to shave with, otherwise your razor will get all clogged up, and you don't need much. And I guarantee you, by shaving with the coconut oil, you're going to get the benefits of the caprylic acid and the lauric acid that's in the coconut oil, but you're not going to cut yourself, and your razor blade's going to last longer, and you're going to have an incredibly close shave. So you can't beat the combination.
Mm, wonderful. Do we want to touch on pharmaceuticals as far as with candida? We're ending up, finishing up with this question that, you see a lot of people having a really great diet, raw foods, nuts, berries, grains, leafy greens, lots of water, but then all of a sudden they have lots of outbreaks with the candida, but you realize that they're on certain drugs, certain pharmaceuticals.
Right.
And,
no, that's a very
heavy.
Good point, Joel. I'm glad you brought it up. And one of the biggest challenges that people have is a lot of people will initially go to a doctor for an overgrowth of candida. And it's only been in the last few years that the medical establishment even recognizes what candida is. And, of course, they're going to treat it with drugs. And what they do is they've got two or three antifungal drugs that they will give you. And I will guarantee you that if you take these drugs, your candida symptoms will vanish almost overnight. You'll feel like, whoa, this is good. I mean, because, the pharmaceutical industry believes in the silver bullet approach. But what they don't tell you, unless you read all the fine print, is that these drugs are acting only as a lawnmower. It's like cutting. It's like mowing your lawn. You know, where your lawn gets to be about 5 or 6 inches high, and it looks really raggedy. And so you get your lawnmower out, and you cut the grass down, and now it's all neatly manicured, and you can walk on it, no problem. That's exactly what these antifungal candida drugs do. Is they act like a lawnmower, and they actually mow down the fungus and destroy it. At the expense that the fungus then will come back even stronger. Because I don't know if you remember this, Joel, many years ago when you started shaving, because, I mean, my dad told me this, and I think every dad tells their kids this. Don't start shaving until you absolutely have to, because once you start shaving, you'll have to.
Right.
Because once you start cutting the hair on your face, it will grow back harder and harder and more. Well, that's how candida is. So you chop it down, it comes back stronger. And that's
okay.
Why using the anti-candida drugs, the pharmaceutical drugs, are the worst things you can do, which is the same reason why people that use Valtrex for herpes, they have the same problem. It cuts down the symptom of the herpes outbreak, but it allows that virus to just multiply and come back that much stronger after you stop taking it. Pharmaceutical drugs do not work because they don't address the cause.
Okay.
You got to get to the cause.
Thank you, Michael.
My pleasure.
Moving on from
thank you for
candida.
Asking that, because
yep.
A lot of people have never, yeah, I forget that, and that's important.
If
you're on drugs, that could negate everything else you're doing.
Transitioning into celiac disease. Like, we want to talk about, like, we get lots of questions of a celiac diet, something they could basically use as some power
right.
foods within the line that would be good for their celiac. What would be some of your top recommendations?
Okay. Well, one of the big questions that comes up is people say, if I've got celiac disease, can I use, you know, what can I use? Because I can't do anything that's wheat or gluten.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'll say, all right, well, I have talked to many people with celiac disease who safely take our Kamut blend and who also safely use our barley grass juice. And they'll say, yeah, but both barley and Kamut have gluten. I said, they do. But when it's a cereal grass, the cereal grass has no gluten in it. And you only get gluten in the plant after what's called the jointing stage. That's where, you know, if you've ever been to a health food store and you see wheatgrass in trays, it's about 5 to 6 inches tall. That's how tall it gets. And that's when they chop it off and they juice it and they give you an ounce of wheatgrass for $2, whatever it is, okay? So you can buy our barley juice or our Kamut blend and spend, what, 15, 16 cents a serving for something that's actually more nutritious than what you spent $2 for at the health food store. So that part's good. But if you, that tray of wheatgrass, if you let it grow farther and got bigger and bigger, it would get to the point where that green cereal grass actually starts to metamorphize itself into a very strong cellulose stalk. And that is to support the rest of the plant as it gets taller and taller and taller. So it becomes a cellulose stalk, and it will grow, you know, depends on the variety, but you can grow anywhere from, you know, another foot to 5 feet, whatever. And at the top of that, you will get the fruit of that particular grain, the kernel of wheat, the barley, the rye, whatever it happens to be. And if you were to eat that particular part of the plant, that the fruit of the plant, that's going to have gluten. And if you have celiac disease, it's going to react in your body. There's no question about that. But as long as you are using a cereal grass juice that is made from the young green grass before even the jointing stage starts, there is absolutely no gluten in it whatsoever. And I appreciate the fact, because people with celiac disease have a lot of discomfort when they eat the wrong thing. And I always tell people, just try a very small smidgen of it in some water and see how you do. And I would say that, except for people that are very, very nervous, most people with celiac have absolutely no trouble working up to doing even 2 or 3 servings of barley or Kamut as a cereal grass. So that part is almost a no-brainer, because there is no gluten. Now, let's move on to some of the other products that we have that people would like to try. And many of our really super good formulas all contain activated barley. Now, of course, activated barley is from the barley grain. And, of course, that is in our scoop of greens. That's in our power shake. That's in our more greens. And, of course, that's in the activated barley by itself. And I think it's also in... I think it's also in something else. Well, it doesn't matter, but it's in a lot of products, and it's an incredibly powerful superfood, activated barley. And it was originally created by the Roman Empire over 2,000 years ago, and what they found is they had mothers giving birth, and the mom would die during birthing. And, of course, they had babies with no breast milk around. And they found out that they could make this mash by actually sprouting, germinating barley grain, and then fermenting it, and then mashing it, and putting it through a sieve, and the milk of this barley mash that would come out, they would give to the newborn babies. And it was an incredibly powerful meal replacement for newborn babies that couldn't get mother's milk. And they also gave it to gladiators. I've talked to people who are long-distance runners, who bike 30, 40 miles, and they just rave about how activated barley is so incredibly powerful. Oh, I forgot to mention, of course, activated barley is in the Nutrition Now drink meal replacement that we talked about at the beginning. So it's a phenomenal substance. Okay, so the question is that safe for someone to use with celiac? Well, the question is maybe. Because it does have gluten in it. It starts out with gluten because barley has gluten. However, when you germinate and or sprout barley and then ferment it, you are completely changing the molecular, biological, chemical composition of that gluten. So in many, many cases, people with wheat allergies, with gluten allergies, even celiac people, can safely use it. But I'll be the first to admit everyone can't use it because a lot of people are just so freaked out that anything that they hear possibly has gluten, they immediately, it causes a reaction before they even taste it. Okay, so
sure.
It's once again, go back to that story of the 7-year-old. You know, it's mind over matter. You know, we have to understand that our mind is more powerful than our body, but we often allow our body to control our mind. So,
right.
And the other thing I want to share about celiac is I have talked to people who have said point blank that they have reversed their celiac condition and they are able once again to eat just about any kind of gluten product. Now, you know, what they have done, besides being on really good regimes of lots of fresh fruits and vegetables, lots of probiotics, lots of fermented foods, they've turned it around. So, like I said, Hippocrates said there's nothing that's irreversible. And like you said, he said medicine should be your food. Food should be your medicine. And so, you know, one thing I want to add to this particular question before we wrap things up, because I know we're getting late. But
yeah, we're just about there, but go ahead.
Yeah. People often say that, you know, all right, we have free will. You know, we get to choose what we're going to do. And that's very true. I mean, I've talked to people who say, all right, well, I'm drinking Diet Cokes and, you know, don't tell me not to. And I've said, well, I'm not going to tell you not to drink them. It's your body. You can do whatever you want. I'm just giving you the information. Okay. So people say, I have a right, freedom of choice to drink Diet Cokes. I have a freedom of choice to smoke cigarettes. I have a freedom of choice to drink, you know, artificial flavors and aspartame and so on and so forth, okay? And I'll say, well, yes, okay, you have free choice in your mind to start something. But the problem is you actually do not have free choice, the fact that you are continuing to do it. Because the only reason that you continue to do a bad behavior is because of a condition called addiction. We become addicted to things, good things and bad things. But the things that are bad that we're addicted to, we want to change. But the reality is, it is a complete misnomer and a contradiction to say, I have free will, so I'm going to choose to eat aspartame, I'm going to choose to drink as many Diet Cokes as I want. Well, I would have to differ with you that you don't have free will because you are controlled by your habit.
Exactly.
And that's an important thing to come to terms with. And you can be fine with that habit. I'm not telling you to change it. I'm just saying own up to the fact that the habit owns you at this point. And you couldn't even stop using it without some pain. And that's an important step to take in recognizing how much free will we have.
So, yeah, let's just say there's definitely a strong connection between the diet you choose, you know, to consume and basically the health of the actual planet.
Right, exactly.
And a healthy, like, think of it like this, a healthy diet, it's not only like basically an insurance policy, you know, for your personal well-being, basically also contributes to the well-being of the planet.
Yep.
So
exactly. And everyone has a right to make
we know about addiction
right
and everything
their
like
own
that,
choices.
But yeah. Yeah.
But keep in mind that our choices, there's an expression, I've said this before, I'll say it again. When you pull the tail of the cat, you get the whole cat.
Okay.
We're all connected. What we do affects our neighbor.
Right. And we could also say, you know, let's talk about how we could also reduce, you know, exposure to chemicals in food by, you know, eating as pretty much as low as, you know, possible on the food chain, right?
Right. Yep, exactly.
And working and using and, you know, our products in this line are just absolutely fantastic, you know. And, you know, much of our, conventional food has been grown on, you know, processed, you know, been basically processed with unhealthy additives.
Exactly.
So,
and every Purium Health product is either organic, and the ingredients that are not organic are actually tested in our own in-house biological, microbiological lab. And we ensure the fact that our products are free of pesticides, that they're free of heavy metals, toxicities, mold, fungus. And so, you know, we go the extra mile to ensure the fact that these things are pure. And one of the main reasons we do that is because the folks who work at Purium Health, we use the products ourselves. We're not the kind of company that just makes something and tell you to use it. We're using what we make.
And I'm trying to tell people just avoid as much as possible fried foods, you know, sugar foods, processed foods, you know.
Yep.
Eat as, you know, organic as much as possible, you know.
Yep.
And
stay
away
from all genetically engineered food, because by staying away from that, you're helping your body, number one, and you're making a huge political contribution to taking the power away from these large multinational corporations that own our food supply.
Yeah, avoid, you know, chemical pesticide residues, you know, hormones, antibiotics on, you know, basically on conventional food.
Right.
You know, minimize plastics. You know, we talk about just simple concepts here, you know, drink clean.
And the nice thing is, Joel, as you've said, and we've talked about this many times, is you can easily implement 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 or more Purium Health products into your daily regime at an incredible economical cost that gives you powerful superfood nutrition, low calorie, that really helps to sustain and support your body.
We truly have superfoods in seconds. That's my whole concept
this
company. I just continually, you know, tell people, I have the superfoods that you basically have in seconds to put together, to use, and the results are actually great. So, you know, I think, you know, we have a very good thing here. People that are involved are very lucky, you know.
Extremely lucky.
You know?
This is probably the finest network marketing company that's ever existed, because we've got quality, we've got fair prices, and we've got a family business that isn't exposed to, you know, we're not at the mercy of these large corporate investors who want to tell us what to do.
Yeah, and the best thing that we didn't even speak about is when you become, like, even, like, think of it as an affiliate. You know, if you were to have one or two of your friends use these products, or a family member or someone at work, I mean, for the company to pay you 43% to recommend
and refer these
products, and then get 23% every time someone reorders, it's just amazing. This is as a member, you know? So, therefore, when people say to me, I don't have the money, I don't have the extra $50, the $80, well, just find one or two people that might use these products. Bring them to me. I'll help you explain what we have and, you know, how powerful the stuff is.
Yep.
So, I mean, people just, you know, they feel bad about trying to, you know, push this stuff on their friends and family, but they're not. They're doing them a favor.
Oh, a huge favor.
But, you know,
When you sell somebody a product from a network marketing company that is 10 times overpriced and is questionable, and there's some decent products out there. I'm not going to say it's all junk. There's some good products, but they're all too expensive. But the average product out there isn't that great. in multi-level marketing, and some companies might have one good product, and then the rest of their product is pure garbage.
Yeah, and can you find...
They're expensive, and so if you're going to talk about sharing something like that with somebody, yeah, I feel guilty. I can't do that,
yeah,
you know,
you find,
and I won't do it.
Think about this, Michael. Can you find a line that's more complete than this?
Not. No, yeah. It's
and then
yeah.
On top, you know, incredible skincare.
Yep.
And there's a few great questions we have gotten about the skincare. Let's try to get in touch with that real soon.
That's a good idea. Yep. We can talk about that. Maybe
we're just
in March we'll talk about that.
Out of time.
Okay.
Been a great call as usual. Covered lots of great stuff. And just wanted to say, do you have any last words, Michael?
Just be happy, be healthy, and God bless everyone.
God bless. Be well. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.